From the Renewery here in Palm Springs, California, this then is Elcott, the next step. And a very pleasant good day to all of you. This is Ed Elcott, Dr. Ed Elcott, here from our Renewery. And for those of you that are watching us here on our Phil TV in HD, I say HD, no it isn't, because we're actually using a podcast camera, the quality of which would probably not very well show the features of a person that had its nose an inch or two away from the lens and was screaming vile vulgarities, admitting to assassinations and this kind of thing. What I'm trying to say is, not very well, so forgive me, the quality of this camera I think is good, but I don't think it shows my features all that well, because I know that I am, while my ego is not out of control, my ego is large enough to certainly want my face to be reflected properly, and I know that I am not quite as, what would you say, Jerry?
Well, you're not that ugly.
All right, well, I'll take that. I'm not that ugly. But what I see here in the camera today would scare any man after sundown.
Very good.
Thank you. Now, we had a devil of a time amassing our video library for today's show to show you around our Renewery and the various desert paths and certainly the animals and creatures that you meet along the way. And there are a great many of them. By the way, Jerry, I'm looking at those Hawaiian honey rolls.
Do you want me to move those?
That would be a very good idea, Jerry, because I'll eat them all. And then we...
Well, I know that Dr. Elcott is trying to watch his weight.
That's exactly right, Jerry. Jerry's with us here at the Renewery. We've traveled a very long way from Wampaw, New York. And I don't know why I'm cupping my hands over my chest as if I have breasts. But I suspect it could be that the immersion has taken place.
Yes.
Those of you who were with us in our program yesterday, you saw me immerse myself in the four waters. One is water, the other is subwater, the third is the liquid, the fourth is the liquid supreme, and then the fifth is all water. Now, those are the five liquid states that, if you're lucky, you'll at some point pass through. What do we have today, Jerry?
Well, we went out with Dr. Elcott. I was on camera. Also, Bithynia was with us. We went to the Trail of the Overlords.
All right. Now, the Trail of the Overlords is quite a magnificent piece of desert sculpture, as I like to say. By the way, I hope you had a good, what you call, Christmas. We had a wonderful day of expectation as we demanded of the universe everything that we want and more, including material gain. We have no shame because we're all already living without ego. When you live without ego, you don't care what happens. You don't care whether you live or die, so long as you get what's yours. And to that extent, we were here today. By the way, we had a delicious meal at our Renewery cafeteria, which is manned by Overlord, what we call the Brides of the Overlords. These are, I suppose, what you would call in other faiths, nuns. They are the female clerics. And the Brides of the Overlords are those to whom all has been given and all is expected. And sometimes that comes down to just a tuna fish sandwich. As goofy as that sounds, you know, Jerry?
Well, that's true, because I've seen this evening, though, you had a more, I can't, the word...
Well, you're looking for the word marvelous. It wasn't just marvelous, it was
I was going to say it was wonderful and marvelous, so it was marvelous.
Yes. I had stewed pigeon with just a dollop of... Now, I know that sounds... Not quite, but this is the pigeon. We call it a pigeon. You call it quail. All right? See, to us, quail is nothing. To you, quail is a pretty decent meal. To us, a quail is a pigeon. And for Thanksgiving, what you call Thanksgiving, what we call regret, the day of regret, because that's the day when, and please don't get this wrong, but that's the day when all of you moved in next door to us. Excuse me. I had that's called the revelatory guffaw. And what occurs then is the truth strikes you in one of three places, between the eyes, the testicles, and behind the knees. The day of regret is the day that all of you, and we do love and respect you and certainly want you to be a part of Elcott The Next Step, but that's the day you moved in next door, literally. And I can remember talking to my wife, Gloria Grover. She was my overlord bride cleric. We've never been married. But I said to her, look next door, and what do you see? And I'll never forget her words. She said to me, the property value, she immediately went to the paper to look at property values. I said, why? She said, because they're going down now. And then she laughed, and I laughed. And we went next door, and we introduced ourselves to Mr. and Mrs. Weatherby, two African-Americans, yes. But we have no prejudice. That's not who I'm talking about. When I say the people that moved in next door to us, I don't mean them.
Well, then why'd you bring them up?
Why don't you just mind your own business, Jerry?
Jesus.
Yeah. You're irritating me. I'm going too far afield. I'm doing what in Elcott we call giving away the... I'm reading the what we call in Elcott reading the storyline and spoiling. And I don't mean to spoil it for you. But when the two black people moved in next door, Gloria went to the paper and I said, what are you doing? She said, you know, our property values will hit rock bottom. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, I'm only kidding. Let's go introduce ourselves. Yep, they were black. And I thought, well, that was a crude joke. And she said, remember who you're talking to. I'm someone that can turn you, if I want, into a toadstool. And I said, you got me there. Now, today we did a series of videos, and we'll go to our very first video. Very short clips, nothing too fancy. We just did as we were told. We were instructed by the Overlords to go out, get some imagery, get some pictures for the forthcoming film, The Overlord and the Gloria Grover Story. And Gloria was with us, and Bithynia was with us, leading the way. And let's take a look now.
Path where the hello, this is Elcott, and we are going to be going along. Now, this is the sacred path where the Renewery is. We'll go down here into the trail. With us is Bithynia, and there she is, she's leading the way. Bithynia will lead the way here. Deep into these trails,
it you is see said the trails, yes.
That the Overlord gains his wisdom, his wit, and his ability to survive insult. We'll see whether it's true or not.
Well, there you have it. And so that was just a part and parcel of what we did today. And I find it to be, I hope, did we have the scene? We did have the scene setting there. Let's do that again. I want to make sure that I don't want anyone punking out on me. And this is not for you, but I don't want our staff here at the Renewery to punk out on me again.
Well, Jesus.
Now, Jerry, you punked out and you bitched out on me when I said I wanted to have the full video.
Well, I tried to get it as good as I could.
Well, it wasn't good enough. But I will say that Jerry got us a very good table this evening at the Renewery Cafeteria, and it was very nice. Let's watch this yet again.
Hello, this is Elcott, and we are going to be going along. Now, this is the sacred path where the Renewery is. We'll go down here into the trail. With us is Bithynia, and there she is, she's leading the way. Bithynia will lead the way here.
Deep into these trails...
Bithynia is the young blonde sweet thing there.
...that the Overlord gains his wisdom, his wit, and his ability to survive insult.
We'll see whether it's true or not.
Yes. So you can see as we were traveling there by way of the path of least resistance there in the Overlord Trail of Redundancy. Now, pardon me while I'm still looking for my... Oh, there we are. I was still looking for the video portion of our program. So much of this and much of what we will be talking about today has to do with going down the Overlord Trail of Redundancy, visiting the various hutches of renewal, and entering into the squaw waters of the squalidity. What is squalidity? It's when we live in squalid condition and it's perfectly good for our egos. Now, to continue with our education here this afternoon, so that was us entering into that area of the trail. Here is another video clip. I'm not exactly sure. This may be from the immersion waters. I could be very, very wrong.
Elkhart. And only Elkhart.
All right. Hold on. Let's do this one more time. This is me, yes. This was me in the immersion waters following our
Elkhart.
Trail.
And only Elkhart.
Yeah. And you know that I mean business when I say only Elkhart. Because that is where it's at, my brother, if you'll pardon me for putting it that way. Here is our next clip. You'll understand if I don't have these all in order. I don't really know what it is I'm looking at. Ah, this is the feeding of the ducks. This is the traditional feeding of the ducks. Let me just renew this.
There you go. Oh, you got my sweater. Yeah, these guys they're very pinchy.
And you see me going, uh-huh, just as I expected.
Yeah.
Very pinchy ducks is what you see there. And so that was the feeding of the ducks as they attempted to disrobe. I don't know about Bithynia got along with them, but they tried to yank.
Doc.
Butt out, Jerry. They tried to pull my pants down.
Well, they could just be ducks being playful.
Yes, they could be ducks being playful. But when you are Elkhart the next step and you've elevated to the priesterly... Nothing is a coincidence, and when a duck wanders up to you and tries to pull your pants down, it's reminding you to be humble.
Well, that's a very good point.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. You're not even in this religion, and you're sitting over there...
Well, they told you to be more humble.
Jesus. All right. So, that was where we fed the ducks. The next film clip you're about to see is, I believe, we're on the Trail of Renewal... And on the hunt for the Overlord's squalidity. And now let's take a look at this.
Yes. This is...
Wait, hold on. I'm going to have to reframe and resize. Here we go. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, but...
Yes. This is Elkhart. Here is our compound.
Now, this was when we got back... We got back from our hike down the Overlord Trail.
Yes. This is Elkhart. Here is our compound.
And you can see I'm messing around and acting like a real jackball there as I'm showing the compound. All right. So I think I know what's happened here. Things got reversed. So let's move now to our next major clip from the Trail of Renewal... out there today in the desert, in the high desert here of Palm Springs, California. And following this, we came back, had a soak, went to sleep. I made, yes, okay, go ahead, say what you will, an alcoholic beverage.
Well, you made more than one.
You know what, Jerry?
You can't call the overlords in because they're not going to do anything. This is the day of expectation.
Shut up, Jerry. You know, how do you like this guy? I went through living hell to become a priesterly, and all he has to do is go home, and I'll go ahead and say it, grease up for your boyfriend, okay?
Jesus, what an asshole.
Well, you know, I've had a little bit to drink, folks. All right. Let's go ahead and hit our next film clip here on our Elcott exploration.
All right, now we're deep into the Overlord. This is where the Overlord was first. The first Overlord to become imbued was a guy by the name of Fess Watkins. And I can't tell you what happened to him, but I know that Fess today exists only on an atomic level. Don't you laugh, goddammit. I can see you people out there laughing.
Yes.
You laugh at me, Elcott. And there's a price to pay.
And there is
Elcott
a
price. Out.
And remember that, Jerry. You saw me say to Bithynia today, laugh at me, there's a price to pay.
Well, Jesus.
Yeah, so I'm just telling you, don't fuck with me. Excuse my language, ladies and gentlemen, but part of this has to do, this is the day of expectation, and we're in the season of renewal. That is what this season means to all of us here in Elcott. To you, it's Christmas, it's candies, it's cookies, and it's a wide variety of things you can eat and sit and just eat some more and sit. No, we do much more than that with Elcott. And when I got a guy like Jerry following me around and breathing on me...
Oh, man.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm being as honest as I can. So there you saw us deeper onto the trail. And now we'll go yet deeper yet again as we continue our exploration here. But during this period, and you saw me say, don't laugh at me, because I didn't want them to laugh at me.
Welcome back here to Elcott.
Now, all right, time now for us to, I'm going to have to just shrimp that. I need to shrimp something up. All right, here we go. This is, again, step 3 on the trail.
Welcome back here to Elcott.
The Trail of Tears.
Now I'm going to go into the labyrinth. This is Elcott, the Next Step Labyrinth. And you'll see it. In this labyrinth, many have lost their minds. You can see why. It's just a circle of rocks. And right in the middle is the ancient Wiccan symbol of fertility but sterility. It represents both the rigidity and the flaccidity. Well, I don't want to go any further. I think you know where I'm going.
And
there. Thank you.
And there you have that's very delicate. That is the labyrinth where rigidity, flaccidity, and fluidity.
What's that?
Oh, you're still here? Shit.
Yeah, I have to punch the buttons.
Jerry, let's be honest. There's only one. I'm doing all the button punching. You're over there. The only button you're punching, well...
Oh, you're about to say a Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Well, Jerry, all I can tell you is you've been begging for it today, so you got a little bit. You can dish it out, but you can't take it, Jerry. All right. So there you saw us in the labyrinth. And I can't say much more about the labyrinth other than to say good luck when you try to negotiate that, because it's a real freak scene over there. Now comes our next video clip. And by the way, if you enjoy these video clips, you can send away for them by writing to Elcott the Next Step in care of the Renewery, Palm Springs, California. This is where all of this is kept. We take none of this back with us to upstate New York. All of it is kept out here at our California flagship... Our flagship...
Jesus, Doc.
Hey, I'm going to get up and kick... Sorry. Our flagship renewal monastery is what I'm trying to say. Here is yet another clip from today's excursions into the beyond.
Yes. There's the Buddha.
Hold on, folks. God.
It says what?
Bloody hell.
Aha.
Is that an incense?
Very sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
There are incense burners here.
Yes.
So something's been here. Not someone, something.
Let's just look at this again.
Yes. There's the Buddha. It says what?
B.
Aha.
B-E-E. I mean B-E.
Is that an incense? There's incense.
That's an we did incense. See an ancient
there are
incense,
incense burners
burn.
Here. So something's yes. been here, not that, someone, something.
That frightened me. That quite frankly frightened me because it made me think the correct thought, which was something had traversed that area. But you see, when the overlords are concentrated, as they are all through the season of expectation, and their power is concentrated, what's with you now?
Well, it looks like you're pinching your nipples.
I'm just straightening my shirt, you fag.
Oh, my God.
Well, you see, you think I tossed... No mail, please. And I don't know... Shit, now we're going to get mail.
Yeah, we have to explain it.
When I called Jerry the FAG, he was begging for it. In Elcott, we have the book of what we call beseechment. When a guy's asking for it is the short version of that. And Jerry hasn't been able to shut up since we left dinner tonight, nitpicking and half in the bag.
Well, I mean, I'm not the only one.
Well, okay, Jerry, thanks. You've pointed that out about 9 times. All right, so there you see, we saw what we thought was perhaps the spirit of renewery. Some of the Elcott Easts, North, Souths, and West had been and continue to be flipping us out with their weird habits and strange, things that they do. We now take you to clip number 5, I believe, or 6, as we continue here on Elcott.
This is the Elcott Renewery Central Valve. And this is where Beans Haberstam holds forth. And you have to understand, many of you will laugh, but Beans will come in and do what's called the Goo Goo Gaga.
Now, yeah, I want you to see what's happening.
Why did I even waste my time? The Goo Goo Gaga.
Look at what's happening here. I'm going to play this again. As I began talking about Beans Haberstam, suddenly you saw unnatural light begin to fill the screen. That was something
this
that Beans was doing.
This is the Elcott Renewery Central Valve. And this is where Beans Haberstam holds forth. And you have to understand, many of you will laugh, but Beans will come in
right
and
there.
Do what's called
you
the
see
Goo Goo Gaga. Yeah, go ahead and laugh. Fuck it. Why did I even waste my time?
You got really angry, Doc.
Yes, I got angry because I realized I was revealing the Goo Goo Gaga, and you were there going, you remember that, don't you?
Yes, because the camera was overexposing.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Watch again, ladies and gentlemen. As the camera begins to overexpose when I begin to expose Beans Haberstam for all of her sham existence.
This is the Elcott Renewery Central Valve. And this is where Beans Haberstam holds forth. And you have to understand, many of you will laugh, but Beans will come in and do what's
right there,
called
you see it.
Gaga. Yeah, go ahead and laugh. Fuck it. Why did I even waste my time?
I got very frustrated. I apologize.
Gaga. Uh-oh. What happened to my camera?
Yes, you see, now I'm noticing very vividly there what was happening with the camera. It was overexposing. And then there's another little clip here that I don't think is necessary, but some woman came along from the Yoga Institute, and we blew her off because she was bugging us and interfering with the vibratory... the sensitory...
Sorry. It all just get bleached out.
It all got bleached out.
Do you want to go...
Merry Christmas
yeah,
to
watch
you.
This, watch this. You'll see the yoga woman come in, and she'll say, Merry Christmas. You'll see her say, Merry Christmas.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Bleached out.
It all got bleached out.
Do you want to go...
Merry Christmas to you.
See? You see how I was pretending I was happy to see that woman? No, I wasn't. Because when she said Merry Christmas... I knew that she was in danger. I wanted her to turn and run back to her car with her yoga mats, but I fear it's too late. I fear Beans, who is the little 4-year-old overlord novitiate, and Beans is on property. Yes, don't worry about it, but I won't have her anywhere near these podcasts because the last time I had Beans near our podcasts, it was even worse, Jerry, than the time I was getting leveled by the overlords there 2 weeks ago. When I had that other clown in here, I forget what his name was.
Well, he was a priesterly, that other clown.
Well, I don't know what his name is. I can't keep track of these guys. All right, our next clip now. So that was us over the near the Yoga Institute. Now comes clip number 9 or whatever it is. And this continues the journey.
This is Elkhart. Here is our compound.
This is the compound. And what's happening there is the overlords appeared and began to transfix me.
Yes. This is Elkhart. Here is our compound.
Yes, that was the transfixiation at our compound. And finally, the final clip that was done today. I think this is the final clip. I don't know. Well, let's take a look. This may be where we're feeding ducks and the whole thing just goes straight into the toilet as the ducks begin yanking my pants down. Yes, this is the goddamn ducks. Excuse my French.
God, Doc.
Well, I don't care. I don't care much for these ducks. I think they're rude. I think they're crude. You can see me nodding because I know there's a duck pulling my fly down here. And
these guys have, they're very pinchy.
So those are the little duckies. And then finally, I think you've seen the other clip that we have for you, which began things. Yes, this is me in the immersion pool. And I did want to give you another shot of the immersion pool before we conclude today's...
Elkhart. And only Elkhart.
Yes, this is the immersion pool. By the way, thank you very much to...
Elkhart. And only Elkhart.
Now, I didn't show you the immersion that time because you'd already gotten an eyeful at our previous immersion. But I felt that this evening we would show you just a little bit of it. Now, tomorrow is a very special day. Tomorrow is the day that we will be in the manure. Myself and Bithynia will be in the manure, soaking in the full fragrance of the Overlord's...
Well, I mean, come on, Doug.
All right, I'll let them know. The Overlords who are on property, along with Beans, they have a septic tank that we're expected to sit in.
Why are you ashamed of that?
I'm not ashamed of anything, Jerry. But that's what we'll be doing tomorrow.
Yeah, but you're all upset about it.
I'm not upset about it. The only thing I'm upset about, Jerry, is what I'm going to do to you once the...
Yeah, that's right.
God. Yeah, once the camera's turned off. All right. Today, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, is the day after Christmas. And it's time now for our hashtag. And remember, if you enter this hashtag onto our Twitter feed, Real Phil Hendry, as well as the Phil Hendry fans page at Facebook... And you are correct, you are drawn at the end of the day among all the people that enter the hashtag. You could win 1 year's worth of Backstage Pass along with all of the best of Phil Hendry on digital. And today's hashtag is, I saw mommy kissing the general. I saw, what are you laughing at?
Well, yeah.
I saw mommy kissing the general. I, S-A-W-M-O-M-M-Y, K-I-S-S-I-N-G, T-H-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-L. That is the hashtag for today. And may the best man or woman or boy or girl or whatever you may be, I judge no one. God bless, and I hope you all do a great job. Let me show you the immersion from yesterday's show in case you missed it, because this is such a
wow,
valid moment.
Wow, that was moment. Great.
That's the immersion. Wait a minute. That's not the... Here's the... Where's the immersion?
Wow, that was great.
That's not the immersion. I want to show you the immersion from yesterday's show. I think this is it here. A little slow here on the uptake. We've got a... by the way, I would like to thank Mac and all the PC manufacturers for your slow... I'm just joking. We're very appreciative of all the machinery that we have that we're working with here on Elkhart, the next step.
What's wrong with it, Doc?
Well, it's just not firing the way I want it to. Here we go. Play. This is not going to play. Oh, Lord.
Christmas Day. And I'm going to be utilizing my priesterly powers. Hold on, I have to take a drink. Is it alcoholic? Yes, it is. Do I need it? No, I don't. Is it necessary? No, it isn't. But yet, do I have the right? Yes, I do have the right to drink the alcoholic beverages here in Elkhart, the next step. And so, well, Billy, if you want to get the... Jesus Christ. Elkhart, the next step, will now immerse. Oh. Oh, yeah. Elkhart, Elkhart, Elkhart.
Christmas you can see Day. What happened to me there.
And I'm going to be
what happened there, essentially,
my priesterly powers.
What happened to me essentially there, ladies and gentlemen, was that I got off on being what I am, which is a priesterly. So I was very much enamored of my own self, let's put it that way. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has concluded today's podcast here from the Renewery in Palm Springs, California. Again, on tomorrow's show, you, and only you, will see, in the BSP Only show, you will see Bithynia and I immersed in the Overlord's septic world, otherwise known...
As their toilet.
All right, as their toilet. You know what? Jerry, I like bringing Jerry along on these business trips because he reminds me of what I don't want to be. Queer?
I'm sorry, Jerry. Jesus. I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding, and that's all I'm going to say is I'm kidding. And so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, from all of us to all of you, and with everything that I am and everything that I want to be, with who I am and who I could be, this is your brother in arms. My name, well, it really doesn't matter what my name is, but let's just say it does matter. My name is Dr. Ed Elkhart, and I alone lead you on these journeys to belief, trust, and eventually wonderment and love in the altogether. And remember, it's always about the overall. We believe so very much in the overall here on Elkhart, the next step. And so until next time, which will be tomorrow, live from our manure, immersed in what comes out of the six toilets in the Overlord's compound. I know it sounds disgusting, but it's actually something that is I need it. I got to do it once a year. I wouldn't be the man I am unless I was able... Well, I won't go into it. I won't go into it. This is Elkhart. Elkhart out.
Elkhart, the next step has been executive produced by Phil Henry. All rights reserved on the Sideshow Network. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, baby, thank you. Wow. Wow.